Hey, everybody, it's MJ, your favorite girl. You love to listen to me, and I appreciate everybody out there listening. Today, we're going to talk about cursive writing. So, did you guys know that I found out probably a few years ago that in public schools, they don't teach children how to write in cursive anymore? I never went to public school, so I don't know if they ever taught children how to write in cursive. I have no idea. But for me, I always went to private school, and my son went to private school, and so he had to learn how to write in cursive. So there was that. But my understanding is that a lot of kids now, they don't know how to write in cursive. So there's that. Who knew? And so I've always been told from years ago, I can't say now, years ago, that I had very nice penmanship. And I remember when I was a child, I used to sit on my parents' lap and I used to practice my penmanship. And I don't know if everybody remembers those little pull-out pages where they would give you your alphabet and you would trace the letters and it would be either in print, and then you would actually do it in cursive. So they would have those little pages, and I remember I bought those for my son before. So I used to do that, and then as I got older, I would always practice my autograph because I was always going to give people, you know, I was going to be a big celebrity and a big star, and I was going to write my name and, you know, give you my autograph. And so, you know, I crafted my name. And then as time grew, I got lazy and just, you know, now as, you know, I go by MJ, I just sign my name MJ. It's just an M and a J, and I take the J and I do a circle. So that's how it is now. So I've gotten really, really lazy. So all that to be said, on to the cursive. And also, don't forget, I'm in the medical field. So also, according to my husband and my son, I have adopted the way, the writing way of the doctors. So they say now that my handwriting, they say, is walk, 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 it's chicken squatch. You're writing like the doctors is what they say. So I will write something down or I give them a list to go to the store. And they're like, what are you writing? I can't understand this. It looks like when doctors are signing scripts or whatever. And I'm like, whatever. And then I go back sometimes and I will be taking notes, actually, because I'm still old school pen and paper at work. So when I do my to-do list, and like I said, back in the day, I used to have great penmanship. But now when I sometimes go back and look at my own handwriting, I have to question it myself. I'm like, what the heck did I write? What? I'm turning it upside down, looking at it, I'm like, what the heck? So yes. So sometimes, yes, if I'm writing in a hurry, I can't understand what I've written. So there's that. But when I want to write, I can. There's that. So when we went to go purchase our second home, you know, when you buy a home, you have to sign your life away. So, okay, we're at the title company. And I guess I wasn't thinking. Well, I was thinking. I don't know. Anyway. The lady's there, you know, the notary lady that helps you sign all your documents. If you have not ever purchased a home, there are probably 1,000 pages that you have to sign. Oh my gosh, it is just like that. That's the worst part. Well, no, I take that back. That's the second worst part. The first worst part is all the documents that they require you to send as you're going through the process of getting pre-approved. Once you get as you're going through the pre-approval process, it's a million papers. Send your check stubs. Send you this. Send you that. This, that, and other. They need something every day, every other day. They even want your mama's social security number. They want your sister's blood type. I mean, they want everything. Then when the underwriter sends it to the underwriter and they get you all pre-approved and approved, then when it's closer to the time for you to actually get ready to close, then they're going to ask for probably 20 more pages of information. They're going to want more check stubs. They're going to want more of this because they want to make sure everything is verifiable. You didn't go buy a new car. You didn't go do this. You didn't go do that. Your credit is still good, blah, 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 blah. And then after you go through that headache, They're going to want you to come in. When it's time to close, they're going to sit you down and the paperwork is going to come from the table up to your forehead of paperwork that you're actually going to have to sign. And guess what? You know good and doggone well you're not going to read any of those documents. Trust me. You think you are, because guess what? My first house, I was trying to be smart. And I was trying to sit there and read through. And the lady was like, girl, you're going to get a copy of it so you can take that home and read that after the fact. We'll be in here all night with you trying to sit here and read all these documents. Sign these forms and let's go. Okay. So the second time, I'm a pro at this. So guess what? I'm going in there signing MJ because I'm getting in and getting out. Okay. So I'm on one side. My husband's sitting on one side. The lady's sitting down at the end of the table. So I'm on one side. My husband's sitting next to me and the lady's sitting down at the end of the table. That we got an assembly line. This is how it's going down. I'm signing. He's signing. He slides it down. That's how we're going. So she's not really paying attention to the paperwork. She's just taking it and kind of collecting it. Probably about 40 pages in, she looks at my signature. She's like, can you go back? Actually, what she really said, and she insulted me. She said, do you not know how to print? She said, do you not know how to write your name in cursive? I clutched my pearls. I said, excuse me? She said, well, you just signed your name, MJ. I said, yeah, that's my signature. She said, well, I need you to write your full name out. I said, that's not how I sign my name. I said, everybody signs their name differently. I said, so I have, here I go getting fancy on her. I said, so I have that's my personal signature name. So nobody can replicate my signature. There's, like I'm Diana Ross or something. She's like, well, we can't tell that that's your name because that's not how it's spelled on the actual document. So I'm going to need you to write your name out for us. And so my husband turns to me and says, I didn't even pay attention. You've been signing MJ this whole time. I said, yes, that's how I signed. Oh, he was just done. He was just like, are you kidding me? He was like, see, you've been working in the medical field so long, you just over here signing your name like the doctors and stuff. Ugh, now we're going to be in here all night. And then the notary had the nerve to say, you know, we only got the room for an hour. I said, okay, so do you all know how long it took me to sign my whole name? I had to write practice. I had to go back and practice because I'm so used to signing just MJ. Practice, basically, because I haven't signed my full name in probably 20 years. And write my whole name out, I mean, my hands were cramping. It was ridiculous. I couldn't believe it. So, yes. So the point to the story is, make sure that your children know how to write in cursive. Because one day, hopefully, they will be homeowners. And that's all I got for you today, everybody. I'm MJ. You can reach me on Instagram. If you have a funny story about anything, hit me up on my Instagram at what? What is it? Put a pin in that, 72. And outside of that, I'll talk to you later. I'm MJ signing out.